The D-Day Landings, Passage 2.
The soldiers of Able Company crossed the English Channel in 7 boats early on the morning of the 6th of June 1944. When they were about 5 kilometres from the beach, the Germans started firing artillery shells at them, but the boats were too far away. The Germans continued firing, and boat 5 was hit 1 kilometre from the beach. 6 men drowned before help arrived. 20 men fell into the water and were picked up by other boats. As a result, they missed the fighting on the beach. They were lucky. If they had reached the beach, they would probably have been killed. When boat 3 was a few metres from the beach, the soldiers jumped out. But the water was so deep that some of them disappeared under the water. Many of the men were either killed or wounded by machine gun fire. The soldiers on boat 1 and boat 4 jumped into the water, but it was too deep, and most of them drowned. Half an hour after the first attack, 2/3 of the company, a company is a group of about 100 soldiers, were dead. The survivors lay on the beach, exhausted and shocked. After an hour and 45 minutes, 6 of the survivors tried to climb up the cliff to get off the beach. 4 were too exhausted to reach the top. The other 2, Private Jake Sheffer and Private Thomas Lovejoy, joined a group from another company and fought with them. 2 men, 2 rifles. This was Able Company's contribution to D-Day.